I was eating at a Michelin star restaurant in New York City recently, and the food was good, but the service didn't quite match up. They brought bread, but no butter. They brought sharing plates, but no spoons. They brought a round of cocktails, but never asked if we wanted another round. They left empty plates on the table too long, and the hostess sat us in the worst table by the bar, even though the reservation was made a month in advance and was noted as a special occasion. Shortcuts in service might be anticipated in chain restaurants, but are not acceptable at Michelin star restaurants. Before you take a shortcut on service, consider the disservice to your product or brand that will be remembered. In the restaurant business, they always say that the customer remembers poor service more than a bad meal. This underscores just how important service is when it comes to your product or brand. If a server or hostess can make a Michelin star chef look bad, then taking shortcuts in service with your customers or clients could be catastrophic. The pitch challenge today: what can you do at the beginning, middle, and end of your customer or client's experience with your product or brand that will make you Michelin star worthy? In my industry of public relations, I've heard many clients walk away from some PR agencies and say they did not have a good experience, even though the agency may have scored them a big national TV show or magazine article. This always astonished me because I know how hard it is to get national placements, but it usually has more to do with shortcuts in service, like not providing a comprehensive wrap-up report, never picking up the phone to check in personally, or not thanking the client for business throughout the campaign. It's the little things like thank you, spoons, drink refills, and communication that if get cut can result in a shortcut that truly equals a disservice to the customer or client that will most likely always be remembered.